and welcome to our program. We're in Mark chapter 5 once again. If you'll have your Bible ready, you'll get more out of this study. Chapter 5, we find the Lord meets up with a maniac, and we'll see by the end of the chapter, it doesn't matter if you're a maniac or if you're a missionary, you can sing the song if you'll let the Lord have control. What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a
His disciples have come over from the other side of the sea, and the first thing they have is a confrontation. A confrontation is an unfriendly meeting or situation between opposing parties. Certainly going to happen here, it says, and they came over under the other side of the sea, under the country of the Gadareans, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Well, I'm wondering what the disciples are thinking of this situation. Maybe we should go to another section here and just leave this fellow alone. But we read not only of this confrontation that he will have with the Lord, but we also have a contradiction. A contradiction is a statement that is opposed to reality. what's reality? Well, let's see what it says. But when he, that is the maniac of Gadara, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Now, that's a contradiction. And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." Well, then we see that the Lord asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him that he would not send them away out of the country. And there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. Now, demons want a body, and they were possessing the body of this man, and we see the story of him here in this chapter. Well, they'll take the pigs if they can't get any other body, but they want to inhabit a body. Well, they did, and the demons, the pigs, they said, "We'd rather be dead." And it says here that the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. And there was about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and they see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Now, it would be nice if it says that they just rejoiced. It doesn't. It says they were afraid, and they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And what did they do? Praise the Lord for a great job done? No, they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Get out of here. You just destroyed 2,000 of our pigs. Never mind the fact that this man was healed, and he didn't destroy them anyway. The demons did that. Well, we see now a change. And when he was coming to the ship, that is when Jesus was coming to the ship, he that had being possessed with the devil, prayed him that he might be with him. Now, today we would say, yeah, this fellow would go good on a poster. We could start a campaign and we could advertise this fellow. What a great job. And we'd get a lot of people to come. What did Jesus do? Howbeit, it says in verse 19, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." See, that's God's plan. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. Today we say, well, we've got to have a big citywide campaign. Well, I was saved in a citywide campaign, so I don't want to be real critical of them all. However, the best way to get things done is for every Christian to tell his friends and his family what great things the Lord hath done for him. Well, it says Jesus departed. And it also says in verse 20 that the maniac departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. So in chapter 4, we've seen Jesus handling a disaster. In chapter 5, verse 1 through 20, we see Jesus handling demons. And then in chapter 5, 21 to 34, we'll see Jesus handling disease. There isn't anything that he cannot handle. Be sure and tune in for our next broadcast. We'll look at this next section in verses 21 through the end of the chapter. Well, as we said at the beginning, it doesn't matter if you're a maniac or a missionary, the Lord loves you. And listen to this message and song now. It's just like his great love.
Never fails, however 'tis tried, no matter what I do. Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus.